Okay, so let's begin our content. I want to welcome you to session number three of the Empowerment Bootcamp. And first, I want to recap what we've discussed in our first two calls. But before we do that, let's look at the brutal truth. Nothing changes until we change. Nothing changes until we change the energy we're vibrating in, and that internal vibration only changes when we implement conscious awareness, choice, and follow through on a daily basis. And our goal here is to create a routine that elevates our energy into the clearest, most simple way and sustain that energy. And then following through with that routine becoming non-negotiable, like brushing your teeth. We never dive into our day without brushing our teeth. So this routine must become as important as brushing your teeth. You know, change begins with new understanding. So let's recap session number one real quick. You know, in that session, we dove deep into the greater understanding of how our thoughts, feelings, and emotions create the reality of our lives, how the spark of our thoughts is crucially important, but our feelings and emotions are the fuel that transforms our reality, and how all of that energy translates into stress and survival mode. We know that when we're experiencing an intense level of anxiety, neural pathways of belief are created. And we know that we can rewrite those neural pathways of belief. And to rewrite them, we don't have to dig into the pain and suffering of what happened. Instead, we can immerse ourselves into the supreme power of the love frequency. And that elevated vibration of energy has the knowledge to rewrite the painful neural pathways of belief that have sabotaged us and controlled us. We have a greater understanding now of how stress affects the human body and the psyche. We now know that stress has wired how we think and feel, turning up our emotional volume and intensifying negative self-talk, reducing our sense of control, leading us to feel the fight, flight, or freeze response of survival mode, which can lead us to shut down, to be indecisive, to dissociate and avoid and procrastinate. And then next thing you know, the outside influences that trigger the fight, flight, or freeze or hide response, that's our excuse for not existing at an elevated emotion. We're grateful, but we don't embody gratitude. Instead, we tell ourselves we feel grateful, but we embody anxiety and worry. But now we have the key to overcoming stress. We've gotten clearer on the power within us to change the wiring of our thinking and feeling. All we have to do is focus our attention on our feelings, emotions, and thoughts through awareness, and make the conscious choice to elevate our energy and follow through with feeling that transformation within us. Feeling the transformation is the key to changing the reality of our life. We now know that when we're experiencing an intense level of anxiety, neural pathways of belief are created. And we now know that we can rewrite those neural pathways of belief. And to rewrite them, we don't have to dig into the pain and suffering of what happened. Instead, we can immerse ourselves into the supreme power of the love frequency, and that frequency of energy heals that old pain and suffering, rewriting those neural pathways of belief that have held us back and sabotaged us. And then in session two, we focused on perception and visioning. We learned how the state of our emotions initiates our perception of an experience. That perception is the birthing point of our neural pathways of belief, and that we have the power within us to to elevate our perception, ultimately elevating our emotions and the power of our thinking. And then we explored moving beyond the analytical 3D world and dove deep into the power of visioning, combining the energetic frequency of our thoughts with the empowered feelings of our emotions to create and hold a new signature of energy that we broadcast out to the universe, taking control of cause and effect. And with all this information, we nailed down the three-step formula for manifesting. Number one, the energetic spark of our thoughts focuses on an experience. Number two, we feel the emotions of that experience in our body. And number three, we rehearse this experience in our mind's eye, combining the thoughts and feeling emotions, and the body believes this is my life, creating a roadmap of energy with thinking rehearsal. And this formula creates the reality of our life, whether we're focused on pain and suffering or love and gratitude. The frequency of the energy is inconsequential to the universe. It simply matches energy to energy. Unfortunately, the fear-based thinking and feeling of stress and anxiety programming has been running the show for years. But now we're stepping into our power. Now we're taking control of our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions through the steadfast intention of focusing our attention on our own self-awareness, creating that non-negotiable routine of using our power, becoming more empowered with every moment that passes. We're now defining through our awareness what our external stressors are. We're identifying internal triggers and what our programmed responses are to both. And if we're not satisfied that our programmed responses are of our highest and best good, we're changing that response. Now, in this session, we want to focus on the energetic power of choice and empowered action. We want to ask ourselves, when am I choosing from alignment instead of autopilot? And when am I unaware and defaulting to autopilot? Autopilot. Let me get a drink. And when we're defaulting to that autopilot, we're vibrating at a less than love frequency of anxiety and worry because that's what we've been programmed to do. Now, last week, I shared with you how the week before I'd stayed true to my focus of being prepared for our first session to the detriment of my energetic flow. And I told myself I was feeling pressured, but not anxious. And that at its core was a lie. I was talking with a friend who she's struggling to achieve the love vibration of oneness with the divinity within. And I shared with her what happened. And I asked her, what was the most important thing I had to do? And her automatic response was, focus on the course. Well, I was being a little bit of a smart ass and at my own expense because, I made the wrong answer, buzzer sounded, wrong answer. And this was at my expense because that's what I did. I focused on the course. And not what the course was about, which is elevating and sustaining our energetic flow. And that's kind of like, duh, you know? Well, the most important thing I had to do during that week and every week is to achieve and sustain the love and above gratitude frequency of energy in my body. And with that focused achievement and sustaining that vibration, the course information would have flowed. Everything I wanted to accomplish would have flowed. And for the most part, it did because I achieved the love vibration. I just didn't sustain it throughout the day on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And on those days, my internal vibration was a roller coaster. And the key to overcoming the roller coaster and sustaining the vibration of energy I needed to achieve and sustain was acknowledging the pressured feeling as the stress-laced anxiety it truly was. Then following through with a full transformational shift back to the love energy and doing nothing else till I achieved that love or above vibration. The follow-through is where I dropped the ball because I labeled what I was feeling as pressure and not recognizing it as not being love. It's like, you know, good grief. As an observer, I call that self-sabotage because I knew better. And I didn't follow through each time I was feeling the pressure throughout those 3 days. Clearly, I addressed it at times, you know, sometimes I did because I wasn't in full stress. But I did not transform and sustain that energy enough to fully overcome the anxiety energy that I named pressure. It's like, oh my gosh, I do not like being the case study. But here we are. And to be firmly clear, I was achieving the love vibration every day, but I was not fully sustaining it throughout the day over those 3 days of Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And as a result, a perfect storm was created of Magic's personal anxiety over my leaving him at the groomers and my up and down anxiety, and he got sick. However, once I recalculated my own energy, Magic healed quickly, and I achieved a much calmer state of being while he was sick. What we must remember here is this: empowerment grows through practice, not perfection. Because when we're striving for perfection and we don't achieve it, we beat ourselves up, whether consciously or subconsciously. Empowerment grows through practice. Empowerment grows through thinking rehearsal, visioning in our mind's eye and feeling in our body what we desire the reality of our life to feel like. Empowerment grows through the practice of syncing with the divinity within through the stillness of bringing our heart and mind into a coherent harmony and sustaining it. By practicing that harmony and connection daily, moment by moment. We are human. And I've been revisiting this specific example of my dropping the ball of my internal energy as a teaching moment. Being perfect at achieving and sustaining your internal energy isn't going to be perfect. Accepting and owning what is, getting up when we fall down and dusting ourselves off, then using our tools to recalibrate our internal energy moment by moment throughout the day is key. Refocusing after we've experienced a hiccup through our awareness and then following through to fully elevate our energy back to the love vibration, that's the answer. Globally, we're in a state of reset. External energies are forcing our bodies to realign and reset, which means to wipe the slate clean. And I keep saying, we can't take yesterday's baggage into today, and definitely not into tomorrow. The energy will not support that. By struggling to take our old baggage of fear, anxiety, stress, and survival mode into tomorrow, we might as well be jumping through a plate glass window because bleeding out is a possibility. Life will be a struggle. There is no doubt. We must heal the past pains, overcome stress and anxiety so we can be free of baggage from yesterday in order to live the life that brings us joy. It's our mission to anchor the elevated frequency of our energetic footprint to support the Earth's evolution. It's our mission. Today, we're recalibrating, fine-tuning our energy on a daily, moment-by-moment basis to do our best, to energetically feel our best, to create the highest outcome possible in this moment of now. And the energy of our planet is pulling each of us into this new state of being where love trumps all. And it's kind of ironic, actually, that Trump literally means to beat someone or something by saying or doing something better. But back to our individual state, nothing changes till something changes. We're 2 weeks into this energetic transformation. What conscious choices are you making? Are you defining before you get out of bed what you want to experience and feel during your day? Locking that in, anchoring that in. Is there something distracting you from achieving and sustaining the love vibration? If so, what is it? What choices are you defaulting to because you're not consciously making a better choice? Are you choosing to check in with your body's emotions through self-awareness? Are you letting that push pressure of life stand between you and elevating your internal energy? You know your schedule. What's the most important thing you can do this week? Well, that's kind of a trick question because the answer is it's the same for this week and every week after. Achieve the love vibration and sustain it using whatever means necessary. And that takes conscious choice. That takes evaluating your perception of life and accepting what is. And on the heels of that, accepting that you have the power to improve it. And in transforming and healing less than loving perceptions, those beliefs and baggage, you have the power. And this doesn't mean lying to yourself. This means observing the full picture of what's happening and choosing gratitude over pain or suffering or hysteria. Which leads me to a story. Okay, so I have become my daughter's best friend, which is amazing. But it means that she'll call me when she's on the way to Costco or to pick up groceries or whatever and take me with her, talking to me the entire way on Bluetooth in her car. And she did that on Friday. We went to Costco, then the bank. And then she decided that she needed to, well, she needed to decide if she's going to get gas before she went home or not. She decided that she was going to get gas. So she needed to make a left-hand turn at a really busy intersection, one of those intersections with three lanes of traffic going both directions and then double turn lanes for left. And about this same time, I noticed that what time it was, and I told her I had to go because I had an angel reading to get ready for. So we hung up, and then not 3 minutes, she called and said, "Mom, I'm in an accident." She was sitting at a stoplight in the inside left turn lane behind a car with a car beside her. And then a minivan comes through the intersection and hit the car in front of her to the left head on, spinning it to hit the minivan again and pushing the minivan into more cars. And then the minivan hit the first car again, forcing it into the car beside Jesse and then finally stopping when it hit Jesse's Land Rover, bursting her front left tire. She was sitting still when this happened. The guy who was hit head on went to the hospital because she insisted that he get medical attention right away. The police came right away. And I guess they must have been passing by because they were there practically instantly. They were already there when she called me within 3 minutes. And Jessie didn't think she was hurt. So she waited for the tow truck, and I was on the phone with her while she waited for as long as it took. Long story short, after the police took her home, her head, neck, and shoulders were hurting, but then she got nauseous. So she, Landon, and I, on the phone, of course, took a lift to urgent care ER, and she had whiplash and a mild concussion, and they wanted her to see a neurologist. Well, she's still stiff and has a mild headache, but overall, she's fine now. But she has shared with me that since her car is at the tow yard waiting to be fixed, her insurance is going to pay for a rental. Well, she and Amanda were going to drive to Midland, Texas for Amanda's work today, and they had been discussing whether to rent a car to drive or to take Jesse's car. Well, Jesse really wanted to rent a car, but she was not in agreement with the price. Do you see where this is going? Jesse put out to the universe that she wanted to take a rental car on this trip, but she wanted a better price on the rental. Now it's free because the insurance company's paying for the rental car. Jesse manifested a rental car at a better price. So she and I discussed manifesting this or better under grace, including that clause when manifesting. The other side of this, being 1,000 miles away from her, was challenging. When I heard her say, "Mom, I'm in an accident." Oh my gosh, I'm going to get emotional now. That started an adrenaline rush when I absorbed what she was saying. I started shaking. My body wanted to cry, but I took those deep breaths and I had to stay calm to support her. And it was so freaking weird because those words became a material object in my brain. And I knew I had to flush out my body's first perception of what she told me, what that meant. And I had to focus on the fact she wasn't bleeding. She was okay. She was going to be okay. I could hear the officers talking to her, and they were kind and supportive. And Jessie was calm. I was the one crying and anxious. And I guess I should have been concerned that she wasn't angry that somebody just hit her car. In hindsight, that should probably have been a red flag that she wasn't thinking as clearly as normal. But anyway, I consciously chose to change my perception of this is awful to gratitude that she was okay and she was going to be okay. But not before I got nauseous, which was a sign I still had energy to flush out. So I used the Chaos Flush energy system, and then I infused Jesse and everyone involved in the situation with love, elevating my internal energy. And I felt that relief, and then I could support her. Today's energy supports us to manifest where our focus is, where we're placing our conscious and subconscious thought and what we hold in our emotions. And it's supporting that manifestation quickly. Jesse actually said to me, "Man, my day started out so great." And I said, "Jesse, this is still a really great day because you're all right and your car's not total. Nobody was killed in that accident. It's perception. So, what are you consciously choosing, and how much of your day is still on autopilot? Living on autopilot has to stop, at least till your new default is love programming. Reprogramming your internal energy to embody the love and above vibration consistently is possible. You have the power, and for your sake, it's got to start now. Using your personal power, that strength within you, to, with full awareness, to consciously choose to embody love and above, changes your life from the inside out, embodying the vision of the life you want to live, the peace, the calmness, the oneness, feeling the joy, the bliss of your life experience now on a daily, moment by moment basis, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what surprises threaten to throw you into survival mode, no matter what's happening in the world, embodying love, gratitude, and appreciation changes the reality of your life experience, and it changes it in short order. Achieving that state of oneness, that state of feeling whole and complete, no longer separated from the life that brings you joy, feeling safe at a soul level. Those feelings are our goal every day. Will we perfect? Will we perfectly execute this feeling? With practice, we will. That doesn't mean life won't challenge us. It simply means that the more we practice, the better we get at it. That means thinking rehearsal daily, embodying the vision of peace, feeling that relief, feeling free from the emotional charge of not being in agreement with what others are doing or saying or being, not being in agreement with conditions and situations. It means transforming the old triggered perception, creating a new emotional charge that transcends pain and suffering. It means elevating to a new state of consciousness, and that experience is nothing short of magical and life-changing. That takes diligence. That takes active, conscious participation. This takes conscious choice, attention, awareness, and focus. This takes devotion to yourself. This takes you being the priority. No more, "I don't have time to meditate," when you know that the stillness of meditation brings your heart and mind back into a coherent harmony with that divinity within you and opens the way to feeling whole and complete, peaceful from your soul. This takes making your non-negotiable routine time for you non-negotiable. This is where I was going to play the meditation. Gil, do you want me to play that, or do you want to just let me go ahead and complete? Which would you rather do?
You said it's a half an hour?
It's 15, a little over 15 minutes.
No, let's go with it.
Okay. Okay. We will do it. I had two of them up. I want to make sure I chose the right one. Okay, here we go.
I'm not hearing it. Kate, I'm not hearing it.
Okay, let me find out what I did wrong. Because it's user error. Oh, here we go. Oh, there it is. I know what I did. I got it fixed. Can you hear it now?
Yes, thanks.
Okay.
And so we begin. Just get comfortable. And with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. Ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And we come together as one, with singular intention to shift our energy to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And with a slow, deep breath, we consciously choose to be the love vibration. And now with another deep breath, we focus our attention on gratitude for the blessings in our life. And we immerse ourselves in the elevated, impassioned emotions of gratitude, of appreciation. And we feel the aroused love vibration flooding our body with the bliss of gratitude. And in deepest gratitude, we anchor our intention to experience the desires of our heart. And with a slow, deep breath, we consciously make the choice. What do I want? And now, in deepest gratitude, we see in our mind's eye, we experience the desires of our heart. We see the experience, we feel the experience, we hear it, we taste it. We open our heart to the greater expression of who we are, as one with the greater consciousness where all things reside in our field of potentiality. We are one and the same. Limitless. With a deep breath, we broadcast out to the universe this impassioned, elevated emotion of gratitude, holding the signature of our desires. And the universe mirrors back to us this or better. See the vision, feel the energy, this or better. And now repeat after me. I am one with the love that is my essence. I am one with the divinity within. I am grateful, whole and complete. I graciously receive all that's mine by divine right. Under grace, in miraculous ways. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. So just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth, all the way down to that core healing love light at her center. And those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, anchoring this love that is your essence, this power within you. It's anchored here. And with another deep breath, Just pull that power and that healing love energy of Mother Earth, pull it back up through the roots. Back up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
This meditation and two others to the Bootcamp Central webpage. So be sure to download them to all your devices so you can listen to them anytime you want. Okay, so let's recap really quick. Everything is a choice, whether conscious or subconscious, default. No more defaulting. Instead, consciously choose. No more subconscious default. Awareness is key to knowing how you're using the three-step formula for manifesting. Are you using it for good? or are you using it to recreate more drama and uncomfortableness in your life? The key to identifying the stress of survival mode's anxiety and course correcting. That's your awareness. And then the follow-up. Follow-up, fully elevating your internal energy to love, changes your life. Don't let life distract you. Follow up when you become aware of energy leaks and shifts. When we recognize that the energy is not what we want it to be because it's not love. You know, I guess that's the final bottom line question. Oh, I'm feeling pressured. Well, is it love energy? No, it's not. And then following through with, well, wait a minute. I don't want to feel this. And changing that energy right then, right there. Why am I feeling this? Being the observer, allowing the thoughts to come up. It could be some subconscious hidden thing of you're not good enough for something. Let the thoughts flow so you can identify them and shift the energy that they hold. So you should have already received the check-in questions for this week in your email. Please respond to them. If you just don't have the time to respond, you know, if it comes to responding to the questions or getting to meditate, meditate. Take care of you and put yourself first. And this completes our session.